Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line simplified.
The modern idea is you're supposed to accept yourself. I think that's an insane idea, by the way. Really, I can't think of a more nihilistic idea than that you're already okay. It's like, no, you're not. And the reason you're not is because you could be way more than you are. And so what do you want to be? You want to be okay as you are? Or do you want to strive towards what's better? Human beings are insufficient in and of themselves and need the movement upward. And so they need to conceptualize something like the highest good and then to strive for that.
You should love and feel good about the person you are now. And that's actually a dubious proposition for a variety of reasons. One is, whatever yourself is not only what you are. Yourself is also what you could become. And so to love yourself properly is not only to love what you are, who you are, whatever that means, but to love who you could become. Now, one of the things I've observed is that it's very demoralizing for the typical young person who's miserable and maladjusted psychologically and socially if you just go to them and say, well, you should feel good about yourself, because they think you're good just the way you are. You're perfect just the way you are. You should accept yourself just the way you are. It's like, well, okay, so what does that say about who I should become? Is that just now off the table because I'm already good enough in every way? So am I done or something? What about who I should become? And then, well, how should I feel good about myself when I don't? Because I'm not getting along with myself. I'm anxious and hopeless and nihilistic and depressed. And I'm not getting along with other people. So how is it that that's all somehow something I should feel good about without being deluded? And these are complicated questions, because you don't want to beat yourself with a stick, which might be the opposite of that. Well, feel bad about yourself. It's like, no, be judicious and merciful with yourself and think that you need to accept yourself in some way, the way a mother accepts a child. But the maternal spirit is not the only spirit that governs the love that a child requires properly. You have the paternal spirit of encouragement as well, which is, well, we need to shelter and protect you and to provide for your security the way you are, but you could be a lot better and should be. And I have faith that you could be, which is the love that I'm delivering to what you're becoming rather than what you are. And so love that you direct towards yourself is partly directed towards that maternal care that's sort of the minimum precondition for basic flourishing, combined with an attitude of encouragement towards the possibilities of your being. And so that's a much more sophisticated so-called self-love, partly because it's the kind of love that envisions you as something that unfolds across time. And it's a much richer conception, because it also implies that there's a responsible adventure to your life. You're not all you could be, and there's pain in that. And there's the necessity for a certain amount of judgment about that, and even a certain amount of exclusion, because what you are that is insufficient in some sense should be not be allowed to propagate further. But if it's conjoined with encouragement, it's like, yeah, you're in a rough situation there, kiddo, but, you know, here's some things about you that are virtuous and good, and they're pretty powerful, actually, and if you just made those more manifest, you could dispense with a lot of this immaturity and misery, and you could expand yourself out into life physically and psychologically, and you could start walking this pathway that makes things better. And the thing is that as soon as you start walking the pathway that makes things better, then things immediately become better because your whole orientation changes. And, you know, if you're in a bad place, but you're escaping, that's pretty positive.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Even if it's a bad place, and you might think, well, it's still bad, but it's better. It's like, well, that's a lot better than a bad place that's getting worse. That's for sure, because that's hell. Hell is a bad place that's getting worse. That's for sure. And so if you take the bad place and it's getting better, well, it's already not hell. That's a start. And so this notion of love, we've confused this with the maternal instinct for an infant. It's like, because an infant under 6 months, it's like, well, of course, your attitude towards an infant is you're exactly okay the way you are. But that's not what you do to any child that's older than 6 months. You start laying down some criteria for becoming, for improvement. And some of that improvement, because we can define it, well, there's nothing more perfect than a child, than a baby. It's like, yeah, but that's not true if the baby's 14 years old, right? It's true if the baby's 6 months old and actually a baby. But by 9 months, well, the child is going to start to interact socially. And now there's some principles that the child has to learn to abide by so that social interaction is optimized. You want to take the infant who's entirely dependent and turn them into something that's autonomous and then socially integrated, and then socially integrated in a manner that's moving them towards individual responsibility. And the love is not only love that's devoted to what they are at any point, which is that encompassing maternal love, say, but the love that says, yeah, kid, you know, we're pretty happy you're around, but the new you is going to even be better. And that's encouragement, and that's part of love. It's half of love, that's for sure. And you want to direct that to yourself as well. It's like, you don't want to judge who you are so harshly that you just destroy yourself and everything is cast into the pit. You want to take a look at yourself and say, look, you know, you're a person among persons and you have intrinsic worth and you have your flaws, your sins, your domain of ignorance and inadequacy. But that doesn't mean that you're entirely worthless because of that. You have a base level value. That's intrinsic worth, let's say, that's reflective of the fact that you're made in the divine image. In the most fundamental sense, you have intrinsic worth, and that's due a certain degree of baseline love. But there's the becoming problem. It's like, well, especially when you're young, most of you is still in the becoming phase. And so why wouldn't encouragement be the hallmark of love? It's like, get the hell up, get your act together, adopt some responsibility, put your life together, develop a vision, expand yourself beyond the narrow confines that are causing your misery. And we think you can do it. You could do it. You should do it. The world would be better off if you did it. You'd be doing better if you did it. Everything would work out better. Why would we not work to make everything work out better? And you're the person who could do it. And you tell young people that and they think, oh, no one ever told me that before in that way. And they think, well, maybe I should get my act together. And then they go out and try to get their act together. And they think, well, huh, turned out that worked. And I'm less miserable. I could try doing it a little bit on a broader scale. And they try that and they think, wow, people seem a lot happier with me. I have more friends and I'm more popular. And I'm a little more physically attractive because I'm standing up a little bit straighter. And then away they go and unfold, man. Be a force for good in the world. And that'll be the adventure of your life.
When you're getting ready in the morning, when you're working, or when you're simply looking to open your mind, download Mindset and listen to your favorite inspirational speeches of all time.
Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.